Gardaí have today launched the Bike Safe programme, a road safety initiative specifically aimed at motorcyclists. 93 motorcyclists were killed on our roads in the 5 years between 2018 and 2022. A further 894 suffered serious injuries. Bike Safe's launch today follows a successful pilot of the programme 2 years ago. To tell us more, we can talk now to Keith Sinnott, who's consultant orthopaedic surgeon and national clinical lead for trauma services in the HSE. And also, Dr. Sinnott, a keen motorcyclist yourself, so you have skin in the game, as it were, in terms of this. What's the message to motorcyclists from the Bike Safe programme?
Well, really, the Bike Safe programme is something that has formed part of the RSA's kind of Project Zero vision, looking to reduce fatalities to zero over the next 15, 20, 30 years, which is ambitious, but obviously something to look for carefully. As you said, the incidence of death and serious injury in cyclists is disproportionate when compared to the number of motorcyclists on the road. And what this Bike Safe initiative is aimed at is trying to give motorcyclists like myself the opportunity to spend some time with an advanced motorcycle guard to get some really tips and tricks about how to make you a bit safer on the roads in terms of recognizing hazards, trying to prevent accidents, spotting things that might happen, making you more aware of the environment so that you can avoid accidents happening in the first place.
I suppose part of it is maybe reminding motorcyclists of just how vulnerable they are. And that's something you would be aware of as a cyclist yourself. But I suppose once you're out there on the open road and you have a clear road in front of you and you have your hand on the throttle, maybe that sense of the potential danger can just recede.
I think most people, and certainly most people who've been on motorcycles for a while, are aware of the dangers. Sometimes what it's a little bit harder to do is predict circumstances, road conditions, behaviour of other road users. And really a lot of what Bike Safe is doing is to try and help you to develop tips about how to avoid things. Simple things like leaves on the road in the winter. It doesn't affect a driver, but affects a motorcyclist. Today, interesting, the launch was in Dublin Castle, where there's cobblestones, and a motorcyclist would look at cobblestones immediately to think about the road conditions because of the risk of slips and slipping and sliding. Mm. And so really what it is trying to leverage the experience of professional motorcyclists who are driving on the roads rather than on racetracks to give you an idea, you know, about the appropriate gear before you get on the bike, being aware of conditions, and then just being aware of the road around you, knowing that it's possible that a driver might not see you, might pull out in front of you. You need to be cautious. Give yourself time.
Sorry. And that figure of 894 serious injuries endured over those 5 years between 2018 and 2022, those are, in many cases, life-changing injuries sustained by those motorcyclists.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so my day job is working in the National Spinal Injuries Unit in the Mater Hospital. So people who come off motorcycles who end up here have got spinal column or spinal cord injuries. So we're talking about people who are paralyzed. And unfortunately, with the best will in the world, it's often very difficult to reverse injuries like that. So most certainly, this is something that instantly changes your life.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for talking to us. That's Keith Sinnott, consultant orthopaedic surgeon, as he said there, and